Hello and welcome. This is itrustgodonly.com and the title is Sheltered in the Arms of God, Protection from Our Enemies. Psalm 18 verses 1 through 3. I love you, God, my strength, my Savior. You rescue me from violence. God is my rock and my bastion. My deliverer is my God. I take shelter in him, my rock, my shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold and my refuge. From violence you rescue me. He is to be praised. On God I call and am saved from my enemies. In these days of unsettling times, we can't trust our security to man, or any time for that matter, whether it would be our job, the government, to teach us truth, or to save us from our enemies. The United States and England are sister nations to Israel. God blessed all three of these nations abundantly. Things have changed, and so have the people of these once God-fearing nations. God's wrath is about to be poured out upon these nations like man has never seen before, and it has already started. It is because the people and have turned their backs on God, rebelled against him. God has once protected these nations from their enemies, but all that is soon to be changed. These nations are going to fall, and fall hard they will. Haven't these three nations learned anything from the Old Testament? History does repeat itself. While many will still choose to not heed these warnings, some will, and they will be sheltered in the arms of God. God is a patient God, and he will release his punishment slowly. But man is too blind and stubborn. Man would rather die grabbing hold and clutching the very things that brought to him his destruction. Instead of being released from the bondages of this world and finding joy and happiness forever with God. The book of Jeremiah explains what will and is going to happen to these three nations. Are your church leaders warning you about the times ahead? Or are they like the Laodiceans? Are they teaching you truth? And how do you know for sure that they are? Our enemies are all over the place. This is Satan's world. It is not God's world. This is why you need to put your trust solely in God and be sheltered in the arms of God. Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are from God, and they will teach you truth and guide you. God offers protection, joy, peace, love, freedom from the bondages of this passing world, and eternal life, while Satan offers you nothing but misery, temporary happiness in the things of this world, and death. I hope and pray that everyone will eventually see that what this world has to offer is nothing compared to what God can give. God is truth, and Satan, as the master of the air and this world, is a liar. He will cause you to lose your soul and keep you in the darkness. The choice is yours. God gave us free will to choose our own destiny. I hope and pray that you heed this warning, my brothers and sisters. May God bless you all forever and ever. Amen.